been given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry intuitively listens and expresses the deep questions on people's hearts and elevates the conversation, while Noemi Grace channels divine wisdom and expansive answers to your deepest questions. Each show's themes are related to self-love, self-healing, relationships, and personal struggles, offers tools that will lead to sacred stability and help you find your best solutions. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace.
Oh, access. Indeed, we love being able to access all these wonderful goodies. Hello, Noemi Grace.
Oh, hello, Lisa Berry. It's show day. It's such a great way to start the week. I give myself the gift of the morning, and here we are, and it's noontime for us in our Eastern time zone where we both are. And yeah, I'm excited.
Yes. I know it. Oh, yes. Permanent smile on my face, ready to. And you know what's fun? I believe that, you know, access to angels of grace specifically, it allows us to go into these heavy things that we think are heavy, that we look at are heavy, like our title today, but then we kind of lighten them. So today is all about how to free yourself. Free. I love that. How to free yourself from obligation of the comfort zone. We have to unpack that title, I think, just even for a second. Mm-hmm. So, Noemi, how to free yourself from the obligation of the comfort zone. Like at first when we came up there, we were like, yeah, because the comfort zone, there's some obligation going on in there. So how do you feel when you think about that title? What are some things that come to your mind right away? Like, yeah, my comfort zone, there's obligations in that comfort zone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Saying yes to certain things, you know, exercising, which lately is feeling, I love exercising, but lately I'm feeling a little bit maxed out. So it's feeling like an obligation.
Yes.
You know, those kind of things. What about you, Lisa?
Actually, that's interesting because some things, I never thought about that even when we were writing up the show description, that some things aren't obligation, but when we don't want to do them, now they suddenly become like we wanted to do them before, but now we don't. So now they're obligations. I never thought about that.
We hold them as obligations. They're not really obligations, and but we hold them that way. We the lens through which we look at them is that they are obligations.
Yes. And for me, what's been really coming up is my comfort zone, which is usually saying yes to everybody, I've now had to go, ooh, I'm uncomfortable because I have to say no. I can't obligate myself to that. And so I've been freeing myself from that comfort zone, but it's been tricky. So I'm needing the show today. So,
Oh, me too. Me too. I've had to say no lately because I've been really realizing I had a lot to do that I had to get done, and that's things that are pretty urgent that are been pressing. And I realized I don't have it. I want to, though. I want to. Sometimes the obligation is to do, you know, there's like a little guilt laced in there because the obligation is to do what I want to do, but I didn't have it in me to do. So I had to say no. And I felt I was judging myself. It's like, oh, you're a bad friend. You're not doing what you should be doing. And then I said to that voice, I don't have the energy to do it. I wish I could. I wish my energy was really high vibration right now, but I'm exhausted. And so being able to acknowledge, not in this moment, I'm not exhausted, but at that time I was feeling very exhausted. And so I realized that that would be a detriment to me to do that, you know, to say yes when I'm so depleted.
Yes. I think a great show in the future would be how to feel good about saying no. No.
That's a really great show. That is such an important show because, yeah, right? I mean, I said no, I honored myself, but in the process of so-called honoring myself, it wasn't that self-honoring because I was throwing a little guilt my way and judging myself and all of that. So yeah, how to really, I think this is great. I'm going to write this down.
Yeah.
as a good show topic, because yeah, how to not do that? How to recognize and honor, right? So you and I have had to say no. So we've recognized that was what's being, what our soul, what our body, was calling for. And so we honored that, but in that process, you know, at least for me, it was not, the struggle was there. So mm-hmm. how to really not dishonor yourself while you're honoring yourself because you're feeling good.
Yes. Oh, and I think, yeah, a lot of people will resonate. So, and if you do, and you are on our other Noemi's or my Facebook, or you're watching or listening on YouTube, please comment about that. And I am going to read our show description, because I think it will set our tone and allow people to go, oh, yes. Okay. So in our how to free yourself from the obligation of the comfort zone, a couple questions here. First one, does your comfort zone prioritize obligation to others over your commitment to yourself? So often, especially at holiday times, our comfort zone calls us to take care of others' needs and demands over our own self-care. The shadow side of our comfort zone can lead us to make uncomfortable choices that don't serve us. We can serve us, right? Not service. We feel pressured to do what's always been done, what will make others happy and not disappoint them. We don't think about doing anything else. We simply do what's expected of us, regardless of the cost to ourselves, like to us. The cost going into that, it can leave us painful, exhausted, worn out, irritable, sucks the joy out of life, leaves us with no energy, that's what you're talking about, or desire to grow or to have new uplifting experiences. So with this freedom of being released from obligation of the comfort zone, that's what we're doing right now. And Noemi, you have a pre-channeled message for us that I think we can squeeze in before commercial.
Yes, yes, yes. And I, as always, I am surprised positively, in a positive way, by what comes forth as I sit and I just ask the question of source. How can we best free ourselves from following obligation, and yes. how can we choose what's best for us? So, and the response was to create a new comfort zone built on self-value. So let me just grab a swig of water here.
I like that. I'm going to write that. I already love the title.
And so, yes, I love this title. So many of you choose out of obligation or duty, doing what you think is best for others. Yet your obligation to yourself is lacking, because you consider others, but don't consider yourself. You don't consider whether meeting others' expectations are you, or the expectations you think they hold of you, whether that costs you. If your obligations to others and the way you go about meeting them is damaging to you, then the cost of doing what you perceive as right can be very steep. Most of you choose on autopilot, simply repeating the types of choices you made in the past without pausing to think if they serve you or even to consider if they are damaging to you. You must learn to consider yourself before making the choices that you have been making on autopilot. Consider the cost to you. Is that cost something you can afford? Can you replenish your supply of energy, time, money, or even love by doing what you've always done? Or is there another way for you to both care for yourself while you are caring for others? Consider yourself. Put yourself in the equation. We're not suggesting that you abandon your families, friends, and jobs, but we are saying that you must develop the habit of considering the cost to you of the things you choose to do over and over. To not consider you is to unconsciously choose to harm yourself or to allow yourself to be harmed. Of course, many of the decisions you make on autopilot don't directly harm you, but choosing out of obligation as a way of life can be very detrimental to you over time. And we're encouraging you to stop blindly choosing what is a detriment to you. We understand that at times self-sacrifice is needed to attend to the needs of those you love, but self-sacrifice as a way of life must end. You are too valuable to be sacrificed on the altar of obligation. Yes, I added that. You are each so valuable to us, and you need to value yourself by learning to make the best choices for you. We understand that sometimes there's no perfect choice, but as you choose one imperfect option over another, do you consider yourself? If you don't, you're creating an even more imperfect situation in which you become unhealthier over time, and you lose yourself in your doing, and you become lost to yourself. Now is the time to consider yourself. You are all here for something greater than the mundane existence that you have been living. You are here to make your lives a fulfillment of fully living as you, as the fullness of you, living and expressing you wholly, will lead you to a fulfillment you have never found in self-sacrifice. Again, we understand there's a time and a place for that, but it can't be every time and every place, or you will suffer the loss of yourself. And that loss can eventually lead to depression and emptiness. Instead, empty your mind now of the ideas and rules that tell you that others are more valuable and that their needs are more important. Choose to serve yourself as you serve others. Don't be like someone who's serving a gourmet meal that they have prepared, but they never feed themselves with. Instead, feed yourself a steady diet of self-love and self-care through your choices. And as you rework your obligations to include your commitment to yourself, you will surprise yourself with the joy that flows from self-love, and you will invite divine grace to bless you as you bless yourself. In this way, along the way, you will align more deeply with the truth of who you are, and as you choose you over time, you will experience a joy that's only available to those who love themselves through their actions. And your life will take on a deeper meaning to you and others. And you will attract others into your life who appreciate you and don't try to obligate you to care for their needs because they are taking care of themselves. Yet they know how to ask for help when they need it. And this too becomes your reality over time with every choice you make that honors you. Honor yourself through your choices, and this will make all the difference in your life. As you honor yourself, others will begin to honor you, or you will become clear that they are no longer in alignment with who you are, and you will be able to shift your relationship with them or to move on. All of this is necessary to value yourself. The more you value you, the more you discover the you that's truly valuable to you, others, and us. Live in self-value. Appreciate your great worth and choose what aligns with that. Over time, this becomes your new comfort zone, and you find great love, joy, and fulfillment in living your lives in this way. In great love, we encourage you to make the shift in your life. You will never regret it, and we are always here to help. We are complete, yet ever expanding. Namaste.
Mm-hmm. What a feel-good message. I love that. It was just such a, yes. Always feel good. That was really feel good.
And I always appreciate how we're taking these, you know, heavier, as you call them, topics or things that, you know, we struggle with. And there's so much upliftment. There's so much acceptance, non-judgment, love, compassion, kindness, all of that coming through from source. It's really so beautiful.
Yes. The one thing stood out to me differently this time when I heard, which I'm glad, I love that. And, you know, we have our favorites in there. But, you know, one thing is don't prepare this gourmet meal for others and then not feed yourself. And how I heard it differently this time, because that's so true, is that I'm spoiled. I have so many. I love to prepare tasty foods and feed them to people. And I get to receive as well. And I have a couple girlfriends who they've just been cooking it for so long that they don't even want to eat it by the time they give it to me. But that the awkward thing is like, well, I want them to enjoy it with me. So I want the choosing, prioritizing of each other at the same time. Like I want them to say, no, eat too. Come join with me here. Don't clean up the dishes now. Like, and I think it's a thing that we all, if we really look into our hearts, it's like, we don't want to be put prioritized at a cost of our loved ones. You know, like just to turn, like look at it from the other perspective. We feel extra loved and prioritized when they are prioritizing themselves with us or at the same level kind of thing, right?
Oh, I agree My husband is, hi, David, love you. He's listening.
Hi, David.
Really, just a really fabulous cook. And sometimes she'll make something and I say, and I'm in between clients, so I'm kind of having to eat it fairly fast. And where's yours? Oh, I didn't make for you, me. What?
Oh,
what do you mean?
See? Exactly.
And that's because we have our freezer full of stuff. We cook it, or mostly he cooks it, but I cook sometimes. I make soup. Right. So we cook and we put it in the freezer so it's fresh. And then when we want it, we'll just pull it out and let it defrost and then we can eat it. And
so that way we have
lots of choices. Yes.
Yes. It's the sharing and the gifts and togetherness. And I have a great story when we come back from commercial break. And it's actually inspired by a comment that one of our wonderful listeners and friends left in response to the show description. Very valuable to bring up. And then and if she's listening to actually hear my response, but I will send it to her after. So after the commercial break, let us share that with you. Very interesting perspective. And we'll come back on to Access to Angels and Grace. Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalindfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Alrighty, welcome back everyone to Access to Angels and Grace. And I'm excited to share this comment that was made about the show description. I thought it was very honest, and I'm glad that we were able to help a little bit there, and then I have a take on it. So with this, she's sharing that the whole show kind of idea is resonating greatly with her right now, as she's been feeling like she doesn't want to fully deck the halls with boughs of holly like she does every year. She wants to simply She wants simplicity this year, but has massive guilt in case people judge her for not decorating. She even felt silly. Like, how silly is that? I chose simplicity this year. Thanks for these words and how they've helped. And I wanted to share just because I do know her personally. And, you know, there's this, I'm so happy she chose herself because she's actually been able to, because she has a little bit more time from not decorating. Maybe she would have done this anyways, but she's been able to watch a few Christmas movies that she's highly recommended to me. And then we've kind of shared in the joy of, it's like when you go on vacation, instead of staying home and decorating, you go down south or something and you don't decorate, but you're able to have different experiences. And I think that's interesting. If we think about that comfort zone of obligation might be holding us back from sharing experiences in a different way, having the different experiences, or even sharing them with others.
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, we picked this theme, Lisa, remember when we were talking, yes, because of the holiday time and how there is that obligation. You're not going to four people's house on Christmas. And why aren't you hosting here? And why aren't you going there? And you know, that expectation, or sometimes there is that sort of expectation communicated, or that questioning communicated. And sometimes it's what we think. Oh, I know they won't be happy if, you know. So yes. I know they won't be happy if I don't go to their event, but I'm too exhausted and I really should stay home and sleep, or not feeling well and feeling run down. So
yeah,
honoring yourself, being able to say, I can't make it this year, or, you know, whatever it is that really is true for you, rather than what it is that you think is true, what the truth that you choose to embrace that is not really what's true for you.
Absolutely. And I'm really feeling something to be channeled, Noemi, but in saying this, you made me think, and that we haven't touched on this yet, so I think this would be great for a source to share a little bit, is sometimes we stay in that comfort zone of obligation because we think we will miss out. And I'll expand on that. I stopped going to New Year's Eve's parties. I would go, but I'm not staying till midnight because I don't want to stay up that late. It's not something I do regularly. My body's not used to it, and it really creates quite the expense for me the next day. So, but sometimes I'd be like, oh, but I don't want to miss out. Everybody's going to go, and then all the fun stuff's going to happen, and then they'll be talking about it, and I'll have missed out on it. So it's not even guilt then. It's me projecting that something that I'm going to miss out on and not have. Mm-hmm. So I better stay comfortable. Just go, suck it up, be tired, or try to stay awake is what the thing is. I would love to hear what Source has to think about when our comfort zone of obligation is making us feel like we'll miss out if we step out of that comfort zone. And choose ourselves.
So you're choosing between not missing out, on something that might happen, and what feels to be the best care of yourself, you know, that for you it's self-care to not go and stay out till.
Yeah, it feels like a negotiation. It feels like a deal. Like you're not going to win. You're like, if I don't go, I'm going to feel great, but I'm going to miss out. But if I go,
the no-win situation.
Yes, I'm missing out the no-win. Exactly. How do we get comfortable enough to get freedom of that comfort zone when we can't see a winning situation? There we go.
Well, we know that we will we know that perhaps that we should win if we choose for ourselves, but right. Remember my story of beating myself up a little bit there, judging myself. So that wasn't really, it took a while. I did shift. I didn't beat myself up for that long. So just to be clear, but I did shift, and I was grateful that I made the choice for my self-care. But in that, we perceive there's no win because of that, you know, I wonder what they're doing. You'd be sitting there, you know, looking at the clock going, I wonder what they're doing, who's there, I'm missing out, you know. So you'd be kind of, you know, having this almost like buyer's remorse, but it's like not like going to the party remorse, you know. So how do we choose it seems like there's a not just choose for ourselves when we perceive it as a no-win situation, but we really know what's yeah. best for us in that case. But how do we also turn it into a win for us? How do we turn that yes. into a win for us?
I'll write that down. Do we turn
how does that sound?
I like it.
I thought you would. That- So, in case this is your first time listening, the what I read earlier was a what we call the pre-channel message, sitting down with source prior to the show and getting their take on our topic. And now I'm going to channel live, but I'm going to grab a little bit of water and then get silent as I deepen the connection and then turn it over to the divine. Hello, divine. So grateful that you're here and with us to share with us about this topic that we maybe are not so kind to ourselves with, this no-win situation. Of course, that's our perception, but how do we turn that into a win? If we're looking at it as I'm going to lose out either way, how can we turn that into a win for us and choose to honor ourselves? And we are pleased with this question. We are pleased with your desire to honor yourself, to take care of yourself, to do what is best for you, to serve you. Because if you do not serve yourself, self-care, if you're not self-serving in the way of self-care, then you are at a deficit every time that you are serving someone else and you are caring for someone else. You are taking from you and not replenishing and not building up, and you're becoming depleted and drained. And so the recognition that the best self-care would be a certain choice is important. But then, as Noemi Grace shared in her example of beating herself up a bit, there is the need to shift out of that, to choose with an open heart and mind what is best, what you know is best, but to let go of everything else, to choose and be present with the choice and be in the choice that you have made. And so when you see something as a no-win situation, recognize that you are seeing this from the ego's mind. You are seeing this from the mind that is attached to the ego, that part of the mind that sees through that lens, through the perception of ego. And ego wants to win every time. Win, 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 win. As if life was a lottery game. I need to win. I need to win. I want to win. Oh, this is not a win situation. No win situation. I don't want this. The ego has a lot to say about things it perceives as no win. And yet their win is to step out of that perception, out of that perspective, and choose what resonates most deeply with you, and to embrace that fully without judgment, to fully accept that choice, embrace the choice. Do not make it begrudgingly. Well, I guess I'll take care of myself today because I don't have the energy to take care of someone else. Not that way. But come from your open heart. Come from self-love and acceptance, which are practices that must be built every day. Self-love, you have lost that love for yourself. So everyone loses it. You all lose it on your journey. And so to practice that, to ask yourself, is this loving to beat myself up? Is it loving to see that this is not a win? Whatever takes care of you is a win. So shifting that perception, recognizing the no-win situation means you are seeing from the lens of ego. And take a moment to move into your heart, to feel our love for you in your heart, and to feel your connection to you, to the deepest part of you in your heart. And if you are taking care of you, it is the biggest win. You must shift your perception. You must shift the lens that you are using to view this situation and recognize, okay, I can't have this and this. Okay, I choose this. Then let go of that, the other this. Let go of it and even bless it. Send a blessing to those that you have to say no to. Ask for divine blessing. Ask for divine grace to those for whom that you cannot say yes, and honor yourself at the same time. Honor yourself and honor them. And that is the win-win. So you not only turn it from lose-lose, you turn it to win for you, but it's a win-win for them. Send grace. Ask for divine grace to be gifted to them as you have to say no to them, as you have to turn down an opportunity or an offer that you would want to be able to make. And you are in your heart knowing that you cannot do that and care for yourself as well. And if you do not care for yourself, you are damaging yourself. And eventually you will not be able to care for others and potentially at their time of greatest need. Your time of need is now. Always care for yourself. We understand that at times you must sacrifice parts of yourself for those that you love, as we said earlier in the pre-channeled message. However, if it's no win to you, you are looking at it backwards, the wrong way. You must step out of that perception, step into the perception of love and acceptance, and see the win. Ask yourself, where is the win here? This feels like no win here, no win here. Where is the win? Where are the wins? Embrace those wins. See them, embrace them, embrace your choice to honor yourself wholeheartedly. Honor yourself as you honor yourself. We love you so much. We appreciate this question. We are complete in this transmission. Namaste.
Yeah, I like that. You know, there are two things that stood out to me that were, whatever takes care of you is a win. And that was, you know, and it's not a selfish thing. Like you could feel what that meant. And your time of need is now. And that is so, I love that, because now is now. And we don't know what will happen in the future. But if right now we feel like I'm needing to choose myself, to prioritize myself, and I take care of myself, and that feels like that right now, then that's a win. So I like that.
Yeah. And so, you know, they said, ask yourself, where are the wins here? You know, where are the wins? Start to look for the wins. The wins are here. Where are they? If you're seeing it as lose-lose or no win, then where are the wins? And I love that piece about, let me see if I can remember. I don't always remember every word. Asking for divine grace, blessing the one that you have to say no to, honoring yourself and honoring them. I love that.
Yes. And actually, you know what's really interesting? If you think about it, so you're walking around, you have this obligation, and you're like, and then you do it. You do it anyways, you're a little bit begrudgingly doing it, and it's not coming from a full filled up you. You're not going to be able to show up in your full self. But had we said, you know what, I have to say no to you at this, then they can move on and find someone who's fully filled up and ready to go, and they might have better outcome than having you do it.
Yes.
I like that.
yes. So it is that, right? That cycle there. You don't have to be the one to meet everybody's needs. Mm-hmm. Oh, this person needs me. My family needs me. My friend needs me. I have to be there. Yeah. We need to be there for ourselves as well. And if we, you know, it's that always the image of that oxygen mask on the plane, you know, put yours on before you put your kids on. You know, it's like, if you don't take care of yourself as you're taking care of others, you're not going to be around to continue to take care of them, because you'll be in bed or you'll be exhausted or, you know. So it is that care. There's that self-care piece that's so, so important. Having that in the comfort zone is a wonderful thing. You know, whatever aspects of self-care. And usually the exercise is an aspect of self-care that's in my comfort zone. And I aggravated an injury, so it's really reminding me that, yes, I need to exercise. Not exercise because I aggravated this injury, but actually exercise more mindfully.
and strengthen. And yes. maybe that won't feel like such an obligation. You're like, hey, the benefits, I guess, or the rewards and all that. You know, it's so interesting. We have 2 minutes here. I was thinking about, you know, the obligations that come with the holidays, and then the word tradition just popped up in my mind. And sometimes we, like we mentioned about doing things on autopilot, sometimes we're actually just doing things out of tradition because this is what we've always done. Let's do it again. And, if we were to stop and just ask ourselves, do I still enjoy this? Does this still have any meaning to me? Has the meaning changed? Maybe it means more. I don't know. But maybe other people are like, that's your tradition. It's not mine. And maybe there's a time to reflect and to inquire around the obligation itself.
Well, yes. So does this still resonate with me? Am I still in alignment with this? This was our family tradition, but maybe, you know, through the years as children grow up and move on and, you know, are not living with you, maybe the tradition changes, you know, and honoring that. If the tradition doesn't resonate right now, it's okay. Yes. Allow yourself to change it.
You know what's funny? Sorry, I buy one of my girlfriends a Christmas ornament for her tree every year, and it's like over 25 years, and so she has. And sometimes I get exuberant in the middle of the summer. I might find one. I'm like, oh, it's a bonus one. I'm going to give two this year. And so, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have one. You know, I don't have, and it stresses me out because it's this commitment, and I know she's expecting it. So there's this love that we have to offer ourselves that sometimes we can't control what other people think and what they're holding us to. And of course we can apologize and feel bad. And then she might go, oh, you know what? I have so many ornaments now. I don't need any more. Let's take a break. Let's skip a year. Right.
Yes. As long as you let yourself off. Right. So then there's the apology of like, I'm so sorry. I just didn't, I thought I had an ornament, but now I don't have one, you know, where you're just kind of belittling and demeaning yourself in your apology, or there's this, I don't have an ornament, but hey, I'm here. I have time for you. Let's go to lunch, or let's take a walk, or whatever it is, you know? And so instead of the ornament, I can love you this way.
Yes, exactly. So we are going to continue this conversation about freeing ourselves from the comfort zone of obligation when we come back to Access to Angels and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, Noemi, I'd like to bring up something that you and I were chatting about, and if you could repeat a little bit and expand on it. Funny, I just said that. I didn't mean to. But it's about the comfort zone, and I've always had a thing like, I don't want to leave my comfort zone or step out of it. I mean, that doesn't feel safe at all. And we were talking about how we actually just expand it. And I would love for you to touch on that when it comes to how does that look when it comes to these obligatory feeling that we have in this comfort zone.
Well, you know, so just to comment on that first, a lot of times it's like step out of your comfort zone and this and that. And to me, the comfort zone is like that, a second skin. It's like this, almost like a protective layer around us and our safe space. So step out of it. Yeah, okay, but how about grow it? So now the safe space, that safety, that you're, that place that is safe for you and where you can be fully you is now bigger. So rather than being fully you with one or two people, that you can actually be fully you with a room full of people if you expand it enough. And so that image to me, you know, it's like the hermit crab with a new shell kind of thing. That image to me works so much better because I understand that, okay, I have to expand that place where I feel safe rather than stepping out into the unsafety, feeling exposed, you know? So, yeah. So when it comes to the obligations, you know, that comfort zone, being comfortable saying yeah and no and yes and no. I was going to say yes. I was like, oh, comfortable saying yes. Being comfortable, that was coming out of my mouth. It's like, oh, interesting. Being comfortable saying no and being able to say it, right? When we're uncomfortable saying no, when I first started to allow myself to say no, I would find that I'd be so anxious about it, it would come off really kind of harsh. No, I can't do it for you. You know, and so it's like, you're in my, you know, sometimes it's, I wish I could, and it's truthfully, I wish I could. It's not just a story. And really, I don't have the energy right now, or I have a conflict, but I'll be sending some love your way. I'll be thinking of you, whatever it is, to offer something. So to offer something in exchange for the no. I never looked at it that way, but as I'm trying to explain it, I'm like, oh yes, I'm it's that offering something, being of service still, but as you're of service to yourself, but not necessarily in the way that was asked.
Right. Yes. There's something about recognizing it first, you know?
Yes.
Recognizing where, because I think a lot of us might not even realize or know where it is in our lives that we have been, you know, committing ourselves or prioritizing others. So one thing that I was just feeling is I think I would know where I've attached that title of obligation to if something I were to stop and just say no, just to see, hey, if I say no to this, how does that make me feel? Then I'd be like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. If I feel like a failure. If I didn't, I feel like I'm letting them down, or I'm mean, or I don't have enough. I was like, ooh, those might be some good check-in points to say, if I did say, maybe you're not going to say no, but maybe if you just check and say, if I did say no, would I feel any of these things? So is it, would that be an appropriate thing to, if we checked in with something, Noemi, and we were like, no, I could say no to that and feel good about it, that then we know that that isn't a priority that we need to, you know,
deal with. A little more perspective, it's, I would see it as a little more complicated than that, right? Because we don't feel good about, can I say no and feel good? Oh no, because guilt is there, because judgment, right? I did say no and I didn't feel good for a while. I had to shift.
All right.
So, right. So that question that the divine asked in the last message, where are the wins here? If I say no to this, where is the win? Where is the win in saying no, right? So the win is not in the guilt. The win is not in the judgment. The win is in, oh, for you at New Year's to be able to get a full night's sleep and feel refreshed the next day and not, you know, sleep through half of your New Year's day and feeling good, not having to be dragging. You know, the win in saying no to somebody to so you can replenish yourself. You can fill yourself up and have more energy for your life. And your question, I understood it. And I think sometimes you're going to get the answer that says yes. And sometimes you're going to get another answer because you're judging yourself.
Yes. Well, here's one then. Okay. I hear what we can have you tune in there to source and see. We are, have been talking about how sometimes it's our perception that somebody else needs us, depends on us, demands. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say demands it of us. Like it's an unspoken, like you just feel like, no, I better do it. Like I have to, I cannot let them down. If I think the big question would be if we could have a little guidance on how to see that, how to have awareness of where it's, we've placed that perception. We don't really know if the other people think or feel that way, but how can we spot that? And just to do a little check-in, like if we could have some guidance on how to spot where our perceptions are making us believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you know, I had a conversation with a client recently about why is it that you have to be perfect? And she says, because I don't want to let anybody down. And I said, so imperfection. So when they're imperfect, do they let you down? She's like, no. Like, oh, okay. Explain this to me again. So, you know, it's that we don't want to let them down. I mean, there are two situations. You could have a demanding person in your life. Yeah. Right? Say a family member that says you must decorate every square inch, cubic centimeter, whatever, for those of you in the metric system. You have to decorate. You have this person who's demanding. There's another thing. That's one thing. And those are usually pretty clear.
Yes.
But then we think that other people are going to be who haven't demanded, but for whom we've been service, or maybe they asked once and now we feel that we should. We think they're going to be disappointed. They're going to be upset with us. They're going to be...
Or not acceptable.
Unhappy. Yeah. And we don't want the rejection, right? They're not going to like us. We feel that they're going to judge us. So I think there's a lot about, you know, we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be rejected, abandoned. So we do these things to avoid these unpleasant things that we perceive are going to come.
Yes.
Whether or not they're going to come.
So I would love to hear what Source has to say about that perception and feeling that we're going to be judged. How can we soften? How can we just become more aware of it, that we've projected that perception, that that's ours, and to soften the judgment that around it. So first of all, how to identify that's our projection, like to even get to that point. I think that would be the most helpful thing.
Hmm. I like that, soften the perception. It's a nice way of looking at it. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. Flick swig. Oh, I feel the divine is chopping at the bit. So,
ooh, okay.
Turning it over right there. Okay. Take it away, Source. We love this question because so much of what you do is to avoid judgment, to avoid blame, to avoid shame, to avoid being wounded and betrayed, abandoned. And so many of these experiences that you have found so painful that you are doing so much to avoid, whether consciously or unconsciously, you are doing your best to avoid this. And of course, you don't want to disappoint those you love. You don't want to disappoint people, but attached with that is they're going to judge you. You may not say that because you want to please them, but you don't want them to judge you either. And so there's two sides to that coin. That's that people-pleasing side is you need to take care of them because they are important to you and you don't want to disappoint them. On the other side, you don't want them to judge you, not want to be your friend anymore, criticize you, and so many things. And so this dynamic keeps you firmly rooted in having to do what you've always done, that you perceive that others want, need, or demand of you. And so that keeps you rooted. You cannot move. If you have roots growing, a tree does not get up and move. You cannot move if you are rooted in one position. And that keeps you rooted in the position of obligation, in the position of people pleasing, in the position of doing what is expected, of doing what you think is needed. And so it is important for each one of you that most of you do this to a certain extent. Some are very rooted. Some of you are very big, long roots, rooted in that same position. Others of you have tried to pull yourself free and your roots are not so big and deep. But we want you to be able to observe yourself, the ability to observe yourself, to see yourself looking in the mirror, in this energetic reflective mirror, seeing the reflection of yourself and seeing how is it that you are treating yourself, how is it that you are perceiving others as needy, demanding, and expecting. And so you must then accommodate, and you are seeing them as people that are more important to you. Not disappointing them becomes more important than taking care of yourself. Have compassion for yourself when you see that you are doing these things. Look at yourself. Learn to look at yourself with eyes of love. Ask yourself, if I had compassion for myself, what would I choose here? What would I do here? Would I still be doing what I'm doing now? Ask yourself, see, put on the lens of compassion even for a moment. What does compassion choose here? How do I choose from compassion when I am in this place? This is important for you to recognize, to be able to shift. The softening is to shift into compassion, to see yourself with compassion. You are rooted. Where does compassion free you a little bit? Where does compassion help you to make different choices? We have so much more to say, but we've enjoyed this time so much. We're grateful for this, and we honor your presence with us, and we honor your asking. And we will end here now in this transmission. Great love. Namaste.
I like the question, where does compassion help you make different choices here? That was a nice one, because that's compassion for all, not just you, not just them.
Yes.
Yeah, where does...
Yes, that might, that's true. Yeah. That's a really good distinction. That's a really good observation, rather, that what is compassion? You know, if you put on that able to see through compassion, mm-hmm. you would have compassion for the other as well, because maybe they are a little bit needy. Okay. And yeah. But you can have compassion for that, but you can have compassion for yourself and recognize that if you were really being compassionate, that you might not choose that. You might say, I don't have the energy. I need to take care of myself.
Yes. Yeah. And being on the receiving end of that as well, sometimes we have received a no from another, and maybe we didn't like how the no was delivered, or we felt that was rude or letting us down. But then we could say, wait a second, maybe they were just, honestly, they were struggling with it so much. And then when they finally did say no, and we were like, puh, yes. That's me. And they could have been like heartbroken over having to do it. And
yes.
Yeah. So compassion really is the thing. Yeah.
That's a really great point. If you get told a really quick no, like, can you do, what about, no, you know, and so we feel shut. We tend to go in to shut down a little bit, to feel that disappointment or the hurt. And so bringing compassion to, that must have been hard for them to say it. That's why they're saying it that way, so abruptly.
Yes.
That was not
they
easy
They want to run
for
from
them,
the pain.
Having
they want to. Yeah, yeah, they would. Yep, rip the Band-Aid off. It's a no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That's a really excellent distinction. Thank you for bringing that, Lisa.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's fun. Because, yes, that's just a sit back. And so that when we walked in this first one, this channeled one, it was to how can we be aware, you know, of where we're perceiving this thing. And I love that it came back to compassion. Really, if we go back to the title here, you know, to free ourselves from the obligation and the comfort, it's, I think, I love that it always does come back to that, but it's not just self-love and self-care. It's actually compassion helps to free us.
Yes, and then the honoring of yourself and your choices. I think those two pieces.
Yeah. And I just back to compassion. Compassion actually helps us understand without having to understand.
Yes.
Because that perception, and I know we're wrapping up, because when we have this perception, that's
that's not an understanding. I'm making up the story to make my, so I can deal with it. But if I just add a little sprinkle of that compassion in there, then the story doesn't matter. And it brings us back to balance. Yeah.
Yeah. Being able to see with compassion, even if it's just for a moment, can be so freeing. Because there's no judgment in compassion. You can't be in compassion and judgment at the same time. So if you see in compassion that, oh, you're sacrificing yourself to tend to the needs of others, you're not judging yourself for it. You're not like saying, oh, well, that was stupid. You're simply embracing it and accepting it and then shifting what you might choose because you're choosing out of compassion.
I love it. What a beautiful way to end
love
that.
It. Thank you. Yes. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Lisa, for this beautiful experience. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Noemi. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye.